This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. Louisiana's House and Senate Transportation Committees have spent the past couple of weeks on the road, seeing and hearing firsthand what needs to be done around the state.
What we heard loud and clear was the locals really know what they need. And if you can't get it done, then let us do it. Let us get a local option.
And when the Joint Committee returned to home base in Baton Rouge this week, Senate Transportation Chair Paige Cortez asked DOTD Secretary Sean Wilson to share the one bit of good news regarding project funding.
You had mentioned in a number of the meetings about the redistribution of the federal dollars, and I think it's important for people to know what's going on with regards to that. So if you could touch on that just
real quick. We were able to achieve about $60 million in redistributed funds. And it does require match, and it does require additional investment and effort on behalf of the state and our private sector.
Wilson says the $60.8 million is federal highway money other states weren't able to spend, but Louisiana can put to good use.
We've closed just this year about 47 bridges, and so we're accelerating bridges because that's our challenge.
Some committee members asked why the money wasn't being used for interstate highway work instead. Wilson says it's not enough.
Lake Charles, Lafayette, New Orleans, Baton Rouge, there's no community short of a mega project upwards of $150 million. When we get small amounts of money, we can make a difference. And when we get large amounts of money, we can make a difference.
The problem is,
we've got a wheelbarrow full of needs and a thimble full of money.
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, and the Louisiana Book Festival, downtown Baton Rouge, October 28th, louisianabookfestival.org.